My name is Anne Wilson, and I have been a member of the Alliance Party for 30 years. I have been an Alliance councillor in North Down for 16 years, and in May, I intend to take a second Alliance Assembly seat in North Down. During these 16 years, I have served as mayor and chaired many council committees, including the Community Relations and Good Relations Committees. At present, I am chair of the North Down District Policing Partnership. However, my main interest has been on the environment and issues such as recycling, the protection of green spaces, and the built heritage, promoting sustainability and the use of renewable energy. This interest led me to campaign for the erection of the council's wind turbine. The turbine has been an economic success and provides green, clean energy for council facilities. The success of the wind turbine illustrates the potential for green energy, and this is something I will continue to promote when I'm elected to Stormont. The Green New Deal makes sense, not only from an environmental point of view, but also brings significant benefits on economic and social grounds. It will help reduce carbon emissions and fight climate change, while at the same time reducing our dependency on energy from fossil fuels. At present, over 90% of our energy comes from imported fossil fuels, leaving us vulnerable to the politics of oil, with serious implications for security of supply. In the light of the recent increase in oil prices, which is likely to accelerate as the world economy picks up, it is essential that we reduce our dependency on fossil fuels and take advantage of our natural resources to generate alternative energy. I welcome the setting up of the Green New Deal Group, which has brought together business groups such as the Chamber of Commerce and the CBI, the trade unions and the Farmer Union, and many environmental organisations, including Friends of the Earth and the Energy Saving Trust. In fact, the Green New Deal Group brought together all sectors of industry and environmental organisations within Northern Ireland. The First Minister and the Executive accepted the findings of the Green New Deal Group and have agreed that they should be implemented across departments at official level. I welcome this, but I question their commitment and willingness to provide adequate resources. For example, the group proposes the refurbishment of tens of thousands of existing homes each year with full insulation and renewable energy, including 137,000 houses that fail to meet the decent home standards. This would provide 10,000 jobs, reduce carbon emissions, and combat fuel poverty. While this proposal has been welcomed by the DSD, they have been unable to give the financial commitment to this scheme. I believe we must continue to press for funding, as environmental and social benefits are enormous, and in addition to the large number of jobs created. The group also highlighted the need to increase our renewable energy supply. At present, just 1% of our total energy comes from renewable sources. But to meet the EU targets, we will need to generate up to 42% of our electricity from renewable sources by 2020. They also highlight the underdevelopment of renewable heat and call for a renewable heat incentive which would expand this market. They call for considerable investment in renewable energy, but there is no evidence that support is available from InvestNI. In addition to achieve the expansion of renewables, we require a planning system which is fully supportive of wind farms and an upgraded electricity grid which will take on electricity from the new suppliers. The executive may talk a good Green Deal, but to date, they have not lived up to their commitments. When I am elected to the Assembly, I intend to hold them to their commitments and ensure that they implement the Green New Deal, which will provide important social, economic, and environmental benefits to the whole of Northern Ireland. Thank you.
Anne, thank you very much. So if you live in North Down, vote Anne in May. And if you want a handle on renewable energies, about 500 wind turbines would power all the homes in Northern Ireland. About 1,000, I think, would cover everything that we need now and for the ongoing future. So spread across Northern Ireland, 1,000 wind generators. And can I tell you that 150 years ago, the Ards Peninsula had over 100. So it's manageable. Thank you very much, Anne. And now I want to turn to the ever-popular MLA for South Belfast, Anna Lowe. Anna, would you like to address the conference? A warm welcome for Anna Lowe.
Good morning. I'm Anna Lowe, MLA for South Belfast. I've always been interested in politics since settling into Northern Ireland in the 1970s. It may be quite strange to hear someone saying she's interested in politics coming from Hong Kong, a British colony, when there was total direct rule and no politics at all. In fact, it was very much discouraged. But really, seriously, I joined the Alliance in 2006. And I never felt there was any party that I could feel absolutely naturally affiliated to, a natural home for me, except Alliance. I mean, coming from a non-Christian background, and also really with no axe to grind on the constitutional issue, I mean, Where could I join except the Alliance Party that's inclusive, non-sectarian, and working for a shared future for all? I represent Alliance on the Stormont Regional Development Committee, and I was heavily involved in assisting people in South Belfast during the water crisis. I was out on the ground doing everything I could during the crisis with my team. And I organized water tanks to take supplies to a number of sheltered housing schemes in South Belfast that had no water. We knock on the door of a shelter housing scheme on the Omo Road, and this gentleman, an old elderly gentleman, when he heard that we were bringing water to him, he just burst into tears. And he said, I had no water for 4 days, and thank goodness someone cares. And that's what Alliance is for. We're here to help people on the ground as well as influencing politics. The severe winter weather, coupled with the quick thaw immediately after Christmas, resulted in widespread burst pipes and 40,000 households being without water at the peak of the crisis. This was, of course, partly due to the decades of underinvestment in our water infrastructure. Parts of the system date back, would you believe, to the 19th century and require about £1 million funding to upgrade it to a 21st century infrastructure. That said, a large part of the problem is due to the lack of forward planning by Northern Ireland Water. A senior member of staff at the Regional Development Committee meeting to answer questions in January about the crisis admitted to not having any formal discussion on emergency plans at their senior staff meeting before they broke up for Christmas. Their normal contingency plan was deemed to be sufficient. Communication with the public was a disaster. The website was totally inadequate and unreliable. The call centre was absolutely swamped On the 28th of December, over 400,000 calls were made to the call centre, with just over 3,000 answered, less than 1%. Not only did Northern Ireland fail to adequately plan, but they also failed to respond in a timely and professional manner. Help available from the UK Water was not accessed until well into the crisis, and even then, Northern Ireland Water only requested additional assistance for the call centre when they could have asked for other more practical assistance. It is unacceptable that families, older people, hospitals and businesses were left without water, and that Northern Ireland Water did little to provide access to this basic human need. We must ensure that both Northern Ireland Water and our water infrastructure is fit for purpose. The Alliance Party is still the only party that is willing to discuss the realities of the well-documented need for long-term investment in our water. We are the only party that recognises the need for this investment to be funded by the introduction of a defined contribution from consumers. We call for additional contributions that are fair, based on the ability to pay and the amount of water used. Continuing to defer charging means that the executive would have to contribute, would have to continue to divert £200 million per year from the block grant to subsidise water service. This money is all the more necessary given the pressure being placed on the health and education provision. There is now a review to look into the disaster, and we all hope Northern Ireland Water have learned lessons, and there will not be a repeat of the fiasco which had caused so much hardship and suffering to so many over the Christmas and New Year period. But we must be honest with the public. Without the ability to raise additional revenue, our water infrastructure will remain at risk for leaks and stoppages. We will continue to lead change in campaigning to ensure that people in Northern Ireland have access to the services they need and that businesses are supported in their investment and growth through a first-class infrastructure. Thank you.